Here is your weekly energetic check-in for September 12th to the 18th. So when I tuned in to my divine guidance team today to find out exactly what it is that we needed to know this week, they wanted me to start off with asking you guys a question. And so I think this is important when we do some of the things. So when we're, you know, watching the videos, reading the books, taking the classes, doing this stuff, a lot of the time when we're doing this, it can be very passive. So we're, you know, we're just kind of watching, just kind of listening. And so I feel like the theme for the next little bit here is going to be having more skin in the game. So putting more of your energy into it. And so we can do this often by asking a question. So we're going to do that. We're going to ask you guys this question. And I really want you to feel into it. So don't kind of bypass it. If you need to pause the video or the and stop and write down some stuff that comes up, then do that. And they're saying to me right now, you're going to see over the next little while, there's going to be a very noticeable energy exchange when you're doing things. And you're going to also notice that when there isn't. So when you're actually giving something and not getting anything back in return, you're going to really, really notice that. And remember, you know, in a perfect world, energy is always flowing. So we will always feel our best when things are in flow. So that means if I do something for you, you do something for me. If I do something, if I put energy into that project, that energy comes back to me. If I focus on my health and my wellness, then that energy comes back to me. So you see how it's always back and forth. It's always that flow. And when we come out of balance, is really when there's too much give or too much take. And so, you know, remind yourselves, because there's, even though I believe that because you guys are part of the group, you're doing the work on yourself, we should have the awareness though, if we fall into the role of taking too much. And this can happen not because the person is bad, not because they're evil or they're trying to do something wrong. It can really happen because they're not feeling great. And so be aware of that as well, because, you know, I believe that, you know, for most souls that are, you know, they have good intent, their energy is good, their hearts are good. So when they're taking too much, it's usually because they have not been replenishing themselves enough, and then they fall into victim mode or lack mode. So have the awareness of that. And if that happens to be you, if you happen to be somebody who feels like, well, I can't possibly give to anybody because I don't have anything to give, then it's the reminder that the giving starts from within, right? We are never meant to look to outside sources to replenish our energy, because we have a magical life force that's within us. And that, you know, we've been given the gifts, we've been given the tools that we need to replenish that life force. And so our breath happens to be one of them. Movement happens to be another. You know, those two things created, put together, they actually can create a whole, like, we know the whole, pharmacy in the human body. When we do certain things, we activate our pineal gland. We heal our endocrine system through breath, through movement, through meditation, through chanting. All of this stuff we have the ability to do, it comes from within. So, you know, if you think about that in itself, just the miraculousness of that. So when you're feeling kind of like, you know, in a low spot, or you're feeling like you're in victim mode or lack mode, or you're, you know, you're stuck on something and it's not moving for you, remind yourself that sometimes we have to go within, that we're not doing enough of the within. We're trying too hard looking on the outside. Okay, so here's your question. I know that was a long way around to the question. But so we just finished the full moon in Pisces. We just had that. We're still in that energy. Obviously, it doesn't just disappear. But this was a really profound full moon for this planet. And of course, the Pisces energy is all about our spiritual connection, right? It's all about the spirituality. It's about the path. It's about the soul's journey. And so They want to ask the question, what came up for you? So in this last week, so the full moon would have been on a peaking like Friday, Saturday. We would have felt the intensity of the energy then. You would have noticed probably like Sunday, really tired, like no energy. And that's kind of like the full moon hangover that we do get when there's big, big energy that comes through. But feel into this for a little bit. So what came up for you specifically? Because that particular full moon was doing a really, really good job of showing you what's working and what's not working. And the reason that that's come into play is because, of course, the next cycle that we go into as far as, you know, major moon cycles will be the new moon that happens at the end of the month. But this particular full moon was like shining the light really, like really strongly about what is not working for you and what needs to leave. And in regards to, because of the whole theme of Pisces, in regards to like your spiritual path, your spiritual journey, your soul's journey. So this is like really deep, like deep, deeply connected to you energies. Like, so ask yourself and just kind of feel into this. And maybe this is where you want to pause for a minute and kind of feel into it, but really feel into what's not working for you. Okay. And that's going to be kind of what you are going to be working on for this next little bit, because we still need to release that and let go before we go into the next cycle. And remember, this happens every month. We have these opportunities, but there's always a different frequency behind it, depending on the planet that the moon, that we have the moon and the sun in. And so when we come to the end of the month and it's going to be a really, really big, powerful new moon energy, you're going to want to make sure that you've used this last little bit to clear things away. And here's something I want you guys to have awareness of. You may begin to notice that it's not, when you sit there and you kind of think about what's working, what's not working in your life, you can reach a place, and this is really kind of a good sign if you're reaching this place, that you notice that it's really kind of not the other people's stuff, but it's actually your own stuff and your own reactions. So meaning, when we are still kind of like on that life lesson of, that goes back to that theme of going within and not looking without. So just as an example, say your best friend isn't doing what you want them to do, or they're not giving you as much support that you need, or maybe your spouse isn't as romantic as you'd like him to be, or maybe your children are not listening to you. Maybe there's all of these things that are going on, all these people, your boss at work is not promoting you or not listening to you. All of these people in your lives are all there so that they're teachers. They're our teachers. They're there to help us work through our things. And so what we want to do is we want to get to the realization that, as an example, you know, we talk about it with our, you know, your relationships, your romantic relationships. So whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or a husband or a wife, you will never, ever be able to change whatever it is that they're working on. You will never be able to heal them. You will never be able to change the things that you don't like about them. You will never be able to do that. So save yourself all of the stress and the anxiety right now over that and have that realization. But what you can do is you can do the work on yourself so that that stuff that they're doing is not triggering anything within you, if that makes sense. Now remember, anything that they're doing, anything that anybody ever does that brings up a reaction within you, so a strong emotional reaction, whether it's good or bad, but, you know, we're going to learn from the bad stuff for sure, of course. You will recognize that when that comes up, it's because it's shining the light on something within yourself. So part of that is that, you know, we do this through the surrender mode. We have the recognition of, oh, okay, that's another soul that is working on their stuff. And I'm not here to fix them or save them. I'm not their savior. I'm not their salvation. And what I can do, though, is I can recognize how whatever that they're doing is triggering something within myself, and then work on healing that within myself. And so they're really shining the light right now on reactions. So pay close attention to what your reactions are like to things. Pay attention how quickly things come up to the surface for you. And this will be, you know, a really good indication when something comes up to the surface really quick, when boom, you have a quick reaction like that. It's a good thing because it means it can be cleared. It means that it's there. It's coming up to the surface for you to see so that you can clear it. And we're all going to be doing some work on that. This is going to be a really big time to, again, you know, looking within ourselves and seeing what kind of frequencies we're holding. And I know we probably have done this lots, but it, you know, it's about cycles. We do repeat cycles for sure. Now, a big thing that's going to be happening, helping us right now, is because we have so many planets in retrograde. I think we have 6 right now. And I know that, so somebody asked the question about what the retrograde means. So what it really means is it means that the planet has changed course. And so, you know, when we talk about Mercury in retrograde, you know, people often think, oh, that means the planet's going backwards. Well, the planets don't actually go backwards. It's not able for them to go backwards, but they do change course. And so when a planet changes course, it's kind of like a timeline shift. So it's kind of like a new laneway opens up. And so when a new laneway opens up, it's like your view changes a bit. And so every time we have, you know, any of the planets that are going in retrograde, that means in each area, so every planet carries certain frequencies, right? And those frequencies have a direct effect on us because everything being energy, we're energy, we all blend and merge together. So that means, for example, when the planet Mercury, which is about our communications, right? When that planet goes retrograde, we know that that whole theme around communication is going to change a little bit. So, you know, normally, and they're showing me like, so normally if you had your regular path that you walk home on, and you look at the blue house in the corner and you look at the tree on the side, everything, you recognize everything to be the same. Well, now what happens is you're actually walking home a block over. And so you're going to notice different things. Oh, well, look at that house. That house has a dog in front of it. Or look at that. Oh, that tree has flowers on it. It gives you the opportunity to see things in a little bit of a different way in a particular theme. So Mercury is going to be about communication. So you're most definitely going to notice that while this planet is in retrograde, your communication skills have to be on point. Because if they're not, you're going to be misunderstood. This goes the other way as well. Remember, you may be misunderstanding things. You may not be grasping things fully. So pay attention to that. I always say this is not a good time, especially in your closest relationships, especially with your partners, not a good time to broach any big, deep subjects. Like if there's been something on your mind that you like really want to talk about and you want to, now's not the time to do that. Now is not the time, because I promise you, it will be like you're speaking Chinese. They are not going to hear you. So remind yourself about that. That goes with everybody. This could be with your parents. This could be with your children. It could be with your boss. Just remind yourself that when you're going to be speaking, it's not going to be this. It's almost like a filter comes on there and you're not going to be completely heard or understood well. So remind yourself about that. Now, we also have Jupiter that is in retrograde. So Jupiter is the planet that's all about luck and expansion. So you may feel a little bit of heaviness around that for the next little while, right? You may be feeling like you're kind of not lucky and feeling kind of like, oh, like not inspired to be expansive. So remind yourself about that. That's okay, because we have the awareness of that, you don't have to look and think, oh, something's wrong, or, you know, like something's not going right. No, it's just because Jupiter is in retrograde right now. So you're just going to kind of allow that to be what it is. We have Saturn in retrograde, so that is the planet about structure and discipline. So you may find that there's a little bit of chaos around what's going on, and you're going to know that that's okay because Saturn is in retrograde and that it'll go back. So it's not permanent, right? That's the thing, is you have to remind yourself it's not permanent. Nothing is. But then Uranus, the planet Uranus, so that is about like freedom, moving energy, spiritual energy. So we're gonna have a little bit of slowdown in that. So you may be feeling a little bit less connected, a little bit less guided. Again, that's okay. No, don't have to set up the panic station. It's okay. It'll go back. And then we have the planet Pluto. And so Pluto's kind of the heavier energy, right? It's about the death and the rebirth. And so there's going to be some energy around that. Again, you may be feeling like some heaviness around that. That's okay. And then we have Neptune. And so Neptune is a planet about dreams and creativity. So again, when that planet goes into retrograde, you may be kind of not feeling like you want to be dreaming about things, and you're not feeling creative and you're not feeling inspired. That's okay. It's okay, because all of these planets, all of these frequencies that you're going to be sharing, it's kind of like a lull, like a downtime. And that's okay, because if you have the awareness of it, then you don't have to go into panic mode. You can recognize, okay, so that's why I'm feeling that right now, but I know that it'll pass. I know it'll shift. I know another cycle will come through and I will start feeling that, and I'll be on to the next thing. What they wanted to show you with all of this, though, is how all things affect your frequency. And this is really, really important. And, you know, if you're somebody who's energetically sensitive, if you're somebody who's an empath, there is a point on your path that you realize that, I am affected by all of the energies around me. So, you know, the people, the places that I go to, the foods that I eat, the music that I listen to, the thoughts that I have, the supplements that I take, the things that I read. So all of these things have a direct effect on our frequency. And so what they want us to do is they want us over the next little while to indulge ourselves in things that raise our frequency more. And this is super, super important, because what's happening again with the frequency of the planet rising, right? We're going up, right? The frequency is going up. We need to do the things that will also raise our frequency as well, so that we are in alignment with the higher frequencies and not alignment with the lower frequencies. This is really important. And here's where I'll find this very, very interesting. So you guys know that I'm always talking about the Schumann resonance, that is the heartbeat of Gaia, of Mother Earth. It's a really good indicator as to planetary energy. So what's going on the planet. And so as of September 7th, so September 7th was the very last time that we received any data on the Schumann resonance scale. So since September 7th, it's been in a total blackout. There's been no data coming back. There are a few people that I'm seeing on Instagram that are saying, oh, the Schumann is quiet, there's no black. Yeah, there is a blackout. You cannot find any current live data anywhere. Trust me, I've tried. It is not available anywhere. And I have been feeling, I'm very, very connected with that energy. It is not being quiet. It is actually feels like it's been up very, very high. And so it's very interesting how we are not being shown that. We're not allowed to see that. We're not, there's lots of speculation around this. And when I ask my team about it, they're kind of like, don't worry about it, though. That's not important. Don't get your human mind wrapped around it. So I'm doing my best to kind of recognize again that this is serving a purpose. And so it's very interesting, because we had a lot of the big solar flares. There were lots of activity on the sun, right? And you guys remember me talking to you about how I had been feeling that the sun was changing, that the frequency was feeling different for a while now. And so they're saying that there was some major flares that have happened, and there is some connection there with the Schumann resonance. It's kind of interesting, though, how that particular gauge that we use, a lot of us use to kind of like give us a sense of validation as well, of like, okay, you know what, I'm feeling like this today. Oh, the Schumann must be low, or the Schumann must be high. And then going in and using that, it's not there for us anymore. So it's almost like one of our navigation systems, one of our guidance systems has been taken out from us. And I find this very, very interesting. And my team has been giving me the awareness of this for a while now, and maybe it has for you as well. But a huge percentage of what we see online, even when it's coming from the light side, even when it's coming from, you know, the white hats or, you know, like the good guys, a huge percentage of it is not true. It's fake. So really pay attention to that, because there is a, you know, there's a lot of stuff that kind of, a lot of data, a lot of information that fills our atmosphere. You know, you could go on to social media and find, you know, 10 varying different opinions about what's going on energetically on the planet. And so you will find through your own discernment that your kind of like sources of information will kind of get a little bit smaller and more precise, because you will find that some of the information that's coming through, because you're rising higher, because you're at a higher frequency, you have clarity now. You will recognize, oh no, that's actually not even true. That's not accurate. That doesn't make any sense. And you'll be able to just kind of like walk away from it and move on. So pay attention over the next little while of how you're kind of feeling. Remind yourself, every single thing is about frequency. So when you're watching somebody's video, when you're listening to somebody talk about something, when something comes across your newsfeed and you read it and you engage with it, pay attention to how your all your senses react to it. And so know that if there's like kind of like this neutrality that comes in, kind of like a, oh, well, it's not worth my time or energy to pay attention to that, because that will often mean that what you're actually hearing is either fake or it's somebody's own perspective, their own perception on something. And that's okay. If you are, and that means you need to take it with a grain of salt. If you know that everything, you remind yourself that everything anybody's ever saying to you is really just their perception, then, you know, you have to remind yourself, if you look at the source that it's coming from, is that a reliable source? Or are you okay just getting all of your information based on their own perception? Remind yourself about that, because, you know, forever and ever, we've done that. We've been programmed to do that. You know, we get our source information from our news anchors, from the news broadcasts. We get it from our teachers. We get it from the church. We get it from the politicians. And so when we do that, we now have the awareness and understanding that it's the, you know, the information that's coming through is only good as the source that it's coming through. So remind yourself about that when you're listening to stuff, when you're bringing stuff on. And I feel like they're going to give us more information about the Schumann. I keep on hearing and seeing lots of things about the 10 days in darkness, which we had heard a while ago. That was supposed to be coming up. It never happened, hadn't happened. Could this be part of it? Maybe. Again, my team is like just kind of saying to me, oh, you don't need to worry about this right now. It's not something you need to fill your head with. So I will give you guys information as it comes through. Right now, it's, you know, not super important. Right now, the most important thing for us to remind ourselves is that how all things affect our frequency. That will be our focus right now. And then everybody can do some house cleaning. Everybody can do some little tweaks, some little changes. Maybe, you know, your self-thoughts, maybe your actions, all the things need just a little bit of a tweak so that you can be in better alignment with your higher self, with your soul energy. Okay, my lovely, sending you huge, huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you guys all soon.